The Occult Tesla Part 3. Tesla and his Nazi friend. The strangest friendship. Throughout World War I, George Sylvester Viereck's friendship with Nikola Tesla grew close, and the two spent much time together, with Viereck spending days on end at Tesla's hotel, and Tesla in turn would enjoy being wined and dined at Viereck's home. Despite rumors of poverty, it should be noted that Tesla lived continually in New York's most exclusive hotels, such as the Waldorf Astoria from 1900 to 1919, followed by several five-star hotels until his death in 1943. Throughout their long friendship, Tesla gave dozens of interviews to Viereck, who became one of the most important popularizers of the Tesla myth passed down to current generations. Nikola Tesla's Fragments of Olympian Gossip, dedicated to Viereck and Sir Isaac Newton, stands as the only known poem written by the great scientist. Whether his other poems were lost to fire, as some experts assert, without much evidence, is unknown. However, what is for certain is that Viereck represents a very strange source of inspiration for anyone, let alone a noble soul such as Tesla's. Despite Viereck's occultism, support for eugenics and Nazism having become well known by the time Tesla wrote his poem in the late 1920s, he was strangely unfazed by those trifling matters, going so far as to describe Viereck as the greatest poet of America. It is true that Viereck was, for a time prior to the First World War, one of the more popular American poets, whose extreme homoerotic themes and macabre topics pushed the limits of normalcy beyond the breaking point. Since poetry is a window into the soul, and Tesla is reputed to be among the most insightful minds of history, it is worth investigating what sort of poetic ideas someone like Viereck espoused to merit the title Greatest Poet of America. Let's hear Viereck's thoughts on the philosophy of poetry. Quote, I love the splendor of decay, the foul beauty of corruption. What I hate is the inquisitive, cold, freezing rays of the sun. Day is nausea. Day is dullness. Day is prose. Night is beauty, love, splendor, poetry, wine, scarlet, rape, vice, and bliss. I love the night. In his Ballad on Sin, Viereck puts his theory into practice, showcasing an homage to the magical murder on an island which featured a sacrificial victim killed in the midst of having sex. Viereck celebrates none other than Emperors Tiberius and Caligula in his poem, as well as Lucifer, writing, For only the love that flaunts in red a shadow of bliss can save. And here in the night, though life be sped, comes back from the cold dark grave. By sin's old tyrannous longings led, comes back from the cold dark grave, o'er waves as red as a lover's blood struck down in his amorous lustihood. O evil love in whose tossing hair the fires of infamous longings glow. In Viereck's poem, Kakodaimon, literally meaning evil spirit, he writes of his choice to embrace evil and reject Christ, writing, Ah, but I know, and yet I have not gone. Stand boldly fronting this my destiny, that my reward must my damnation be, to wait in silence for the dread decree and find no mercy at Jehovah's throne. Kakodaimon. Mine is the blame if o'er my head shall roll his thunderous wrath. Yet if one spake, disown thy love, or bid farewell to Mary's son, I should not grasp the priest's absolving stole, but choosing, at thy worship feet lie prone, O splendid evil genius of my soul, Kakodaimon. In his House of the Vampire, published in 1907, Viereck became the popularizer of the first psychic homoerotic vampire novel featuring a main character named Reginald Clark, who sucks the essence of male lovers to produce great art and move society forward, as he says. In his plays such as All Things Human and Gloria, George Viereck praises Eros as the primordial force of all creation. To this author's knowledge, there is no direct evidence that Tesla was engaged in the type of perverse rituals which appeared to have been the passions of George Viereck or Aleister Crowley, and it is entirely possible that he may have been sexually abstinent his entire life. One thing is certain, however, which is that Tesla had a very abnormal relationship with pigeons, writing in 1922 of one particular pigeon which he took back to his hotel room, saying, quote, "I loved that pigeon as a man loves a woman, and she loved me. As long as I had her, there was a purpose to my life." Another point of interest is that George Viereck's rise to fame in the realm of American poetry was made possible largely through the work of the powerful media mogul Robert Underwood Johnson, editor of the Century magazine and patron of Nikola Tesla. By 1907, Johnson was the only publisher willing to publish poems and stories which embraced Satanism, and this didn't just win Viereck fame and notoriety, but also introduced him to the highest echelons of the Washington elite, including Theodore Roosevelt himself, whom Viereck even campaigned for in 1908. Viereck was also extremely close to leading advisors of Woodrow Wilson. Robert Underwood Johnson was also a close intimate of American conservationist John Muir, and both men served as nature conservation advisors to Teddy Roosevelt before, during, and after his presidency. Both Muir and Johnson co-founded the Sierra Club in 1892, and in 1808 launched the White House Conference on Conservation, which used the model of British conservation policies in India during the 19th century to remove vast areas of the American West Coast from all human development under the image of protecting nature. For the British imperial roots of America's conservationist policies promoted under Teddy Roosevelt, and especially the role of John Muir, see the 2010 LaRouche Pack film To Conserve Man. By now, it shouldn't surprise anyone to learn that Robert Underwood Johnson and John Muir had both been intimate friends of Nikola Tesla since at least 1894 and were frequent guests at Tesla's lavish parties held in Manhattan throughout their lives. A final word must be said for the pedophile rapist Stanford White, gilded architect of the rich and famous, who was a regular attendee at Tesla's galas and was commissioned to design the building connected to Tesla's Wardenclyffe Long Island Tower. After White was murdered by the husband of a woman he raped at the age of 16, Nikola Tesla was the only friend who attended his funeral. As shouldn't be surprising at this point, all of the Americans mentioned above, including Teddy Roosevelt, were also promoters of spiritualism, channeling, eugenics, and theosophy, and thus were directly implicated in the occult subversion of the United States. In our next installment, we will continue this exploration by reviewing H.G. Wells and Tesla's relationship with Martians.